Gufa Srika. Because when she was a child, she was an empty stomach like. Srika means empty. She wasn't pregnant. Mashenkein Fahashta Gufa Malaya. Now her body is full, she's pregnant, a full body. That's called something different. Therefore, she can't go back to her father's house. Avol Zera Ein Lo, but from the pasuk that she doesn't have any child. I would have thought even if she gave birth, she had a child. But right now, to Mikara Gufa Srika, Vahashta Gufa Srika. When she was a child, her stomach was like empty, and now her stomach is empty. She's not pregnant. True, she gave birth, but so what? Her body came back to the same way she was before. Amaloi, maybe she's allowed to go back to her father's house, teach Ruma, because she's the same way she was before. Sricha. That's one in the Pasuk here also. That if a Bas Kain was married to Yisrael, if she had a child from the Yisrael, the Lachria, she's not allowed to teach Ruma. Even though her body is the same way it was before, but the Maestro, they're two people now. It's not the way she was. It wasn't one, now it's two. She can't eat.
These are some of what we're going to talk about now.
So Rabbi Yehuda, from this place, Midias Grikto, said to Rava, I should say we should not make Mason like Chayim Linyan Yibam. So that was the Shiloh. When your brother died, they had children. So if they had children, we know there's no mitzvah yibum. Let's say later on the child dies. So now Luchura, the Amona, she's left without any children. So maybe there should be a mitzvah yibum now. Let's say when the kid dies, he's dead. So Lamaisa, did your brother have a child? No. So maybe now there should be a mitzvah for the brother to be miyabim, his wife. And I'll tell you, Mikal v'chayma, I have a kal v'chayma. I have a swear to say there should be a mitzvah yibum. Uma b'mokim shosav lad min arishan. Kivlad min asheni, just like by Truma. This case again, where this Bas Kain was married to a Yisrael, and they had a child. So he say when she has a child now, she's not allowed to eat Truma. She can't eat Truma. She's still called like an anxious Yisrael. Lepoistle min Truma, she can't eat Truma. Still we say what? Lo yosu mesim kechayim. We don't say that mesim, when they die, they're like they're still alive. We say no, when the kid dies, now the mother goes back to her father's house, and she's Ladi Truma. When the kid dies, she goes back home. We don't say when they die, they're still like they're alive. Since so, Mokim by Yibum. Shlo Yosef Lad Min Arishon. Kiv Lad Min Asheni Lepoitru Min Ayibum, like we said before. If this wife first had one husband, and she had children from him, and then she got a get, and she got married to a second husband, and from the second husband they had no children, and the husband died, Lamaisa was a mitzvah yibum. That's called the husband died without a child. So if he has a brother, there's a mitzvah yibum. We do not say the fact the mother had a child from another husband is considered like a child to the second husband. No, Lamaisa, the mother had no children from this husband. So we say what? There is a mitzvah yibum. Is Eino Din Ismur HaKavachayma Shaloi Nasa Meisim Kechayim? That we should not say when a child dies, it's like it's still alive. We should say no. When the child dies, Lamaisa, the husband, the father, has no children. So Lamaisa, there shouldn't be a mitzvah yibum. So in Svara, I should say that even though when your brother died, he had a child. But later on in life, when the child dies, now there should be a mitzvah yibum to be miyabim his wife. On this time alone, the Pasuk says, Tirocheha darkei noyim, v'chol nisivoseh asholim. That the Torah only has nice ways. It has to be nice. The Torah doesn't make anything that's not nice. So Rashi says, Vizu, Shoyaloi ben, Vloniska kol yibum. Now this wife, at the time when her husband died, she had a child. Venisa slashuk, she was allowed to get married to somebody else. Umeis benor, and later on in life, if a child dies, in time, if you're going to say, Techloit, she has to see, that she has to get chalitza now, Harei mizgana baila. The husband's not going to like her anymore. Silkoch ha-korchok ben enlog v'shas misa kamar v'rayeshloi. That's not a swear to say that once she's potter from Yibum and she has a right to get married, there's no swear to say that later she has to have chalitza. It's not nice. No husband likes his wife to receive chalitza. It's a misa thing. She has to take off the shoe and spit. It's not a nice thing.
So therefore, the Recher Dakanayim Pshita of Torah did not say she has to make Yibam later. So therefore, it's a Svara that how the brother was B'shas he died. If at the time he died, he had a child, that's a Ptur, there's no more Mitzvah Yibam. Yeah. So now the Gemara says, good, that's a Svara by Yibam. But maybe now, let's say the opposite way by Truma, if so. If that's a Svara, let's say the opposite way by Truma. For the Gemara, V'nasim, Mesim, Kechayim, Linyin Truma, Mikal V'chayma. Let's make Mesim, Kechayim, when a child dies, it should be considered like it's still alive. Negeh to Truma, Mikal V'chayma. In other words, where Abbas Kayin got married to Yisrael, and she had a child. So we're saying now, Kozumat, she has a child, she can't eat Truma. What about when the child dies? We say, V'shovah, she goes back to her father's house. Why? Let's say no. Since she once had a child, Nasa Mason Kechayim. Even if the kid dies, let's still consider him like he's alive and she can't eat truma. And I'll tell you, it's a kav v'chayma. Oma b'makim shlo yosef lad min arishim. Maduch b'yibim. We did not make the child she asked from the first husband. Kiv lad min asheni, as if to say the second husband had a child. L'poitra min ayibim. We do not pater her from yibim. We say when she married the second husband. And from the second husband she didn't have any children. It's called the second husband has no children. When he died at the mitzvah yibim. Still, also mesim kechayim, by yibim, we make the mesim kechayim. That means if they did have a child, so she's potter from yibim. Even if later the child dies, we still consider like he's alive, that there's no mitzvah yibim. If so, mokum sh'osu v'lad min arishin, k'v'lad min asheni l'poisla min atruma. By truma, we say, if this bas kohen was married to Yisrael, and they had a child, so even though the husband dies, she's not allowed to eat truma anymore. The first child still patters her. Is there no din? Isn't it a svara shenasa meisim kechayim? That even when the child dies, we should still consider like it's alive, and she should not be able to eat truma anymore. So this the Mora says, but Talmudon, the Pasuk says, v'zer ein lo, v'lo ein lo. The Pasuk says clearly, if she has no children, she's allowed to go back. And here lemaisa, she has no children. In other words, the Torah says clearly, when can she eat? Only kol zaman she has a child. But when the child dies, the Torah says, she's allowed to go back and eat truma. Now the Gemara says, good, so you have sukkim this way and that way. But v'nasa v'lad min arishon, k'v'lad min ashen linyan yibam, mikal v'chayma. Why don't we say this svara? That again, if a lady was married to one husband, and she had a child from him, and then she got married to a second husband, see, even though from the second husband she had no children, let's say when the husband, second husband dies, there should be no mitzvah yibam. Why don't we say the child that she has from the first husband should be considered like the child to the second husband? Hakal v'chayma from truma. Huma b'makim shlo yasu meisim kechayim. Madich by truma. When the kid dies, we do not say like it's still alive. We say for care when the kid dies, she goes back to her father's house, linyan truma. Still also vlad min arishin, kavlad min asheni, we say no, kol zaman, the child for the first husband is alive. She has the din like the first husband. We say the first kid helps for her. So by yibam now, mokum shasum mesim kichayim, linyan yibam. By yibam, when the kid dies, we say it's considered like it's still alive. In other words, when the husband dies, if they had a child, even though the child dies later on, there's no mitzvah yibam. Mesim, if the child dies later on, we consider like the child is still alive. Is the churain din, isn't it a svara? Shenasa vlad min arishoin, kivlad min asheni? That vilchus yibam, we should say if the lady had a vlad from the first husband, it should be considered like the vlad is to the second husband now, that there should be a ptur in yibam? And this the Gemara says, Talmudim, the Pasuk says, Ubein ein lo, that your second husband, if he did not have a child, v'ein loy, he did not have. The Pasuk says, Ubein ein loy, mashmi, he did not have a child. So halacha is, when do you have to be miyavim, your brother's wife? If your brother died, then he did not have a child. And here, he does not have a child. So that's called Ubein ein lo, because there's a custom that he does not have a child. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. So the more now, for loynase vlad min arishoin ki vlad min atrenu l'truma. Let's do the last thing we can say now. If so, if we have all these halachas already, now by truma, let's say the Vladimir Arishin does not help for the Vladimir Asheni. Mikal v'choyma. Ma b'mokim shosu meisim k'chayim. Maduch by yibum. That we say even though the kid dies, it's considered like he's alive. L'poitrim in a yibum. Lo yosef Vladimir Arishin k'vladimir Asheni. That we don't say the first child helps the part of the mother from yibum. So the second husband, mokim in a place, where we did not make Mason Kachayim Linyan Truma. In a case where your son dies, we say you're allowed to go back to your father's house. Says so, Eina Din Shlanasa Vladmin Arishon Kivladmin Asheni? Isn't it a smart to say that the first child should not help to still pater her, pasla from eating Truma? And this the Gemara says, Talmudah, the Pasuk says, Ein lo, vo yesh lo. The Bosse says clearly, when does the Bas Kohen have a right to go back to father's house? Only, it says, Uben Einla, when she doesn't have any children, she can go back. But Kol Zaman, she has a child from her first husband from the Israel, that's the Locha, she's not allowed to go back to Truma. So kids, all these Lochas we have so far, there's the exact cost of every one of them. That by Truma the Locha is, Kol Zaman, she has a child from the Israel, she cannot go back. But when the child dies, though, she's allowed to go back to Truma. And by Yibum, it's the opposite way. That Lamaisa, if they have a child once, even though the child dies later on, they're potter from Yibum. Mashenken, if she didn't have a child from the second husband, only from the first husband, Lamaisa, the second husband, did not have a child, so there would be a Mitzvah Yibum. Hajun Alecha Yesh Mutars. Sure. So that's the Mishnah. A lady that her husband left her, and the husband went over the ocean, went to the other side of the ocean. Ubo v'yomulo na'idim came back and told her, Meiz balecha. We know, we saw your husband died. So she's an amona, she's allowed to get married now. V'nisais, and she listened. So Rashi says, b'yed echot. We're talking about only one aid came and told her that her husband died. And she listened to the Eidecho, like we'll see in the Gemara. Here there's Alocha, she's allowed to be samech on the Eidecho, there's new Svara, Isha's Daiko Mitzvah. And Isha checks out very carefully. So Rabbanan said, you're allowed to trust in the Eidecho here. So Venissa, she has a right to get married. And then what happened was, the husband walks back, the first husband comes back home. In other words, the first aid made a mistake. So here she's an Ishus Ish, that got married to another man. So what do we do now? So Locha is, Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh. She has to get a get from both husbands. She has to go out from both husbands, from the first one and from the second one. Hotzricha get Mizeh Mizeh. And she has to receive a get from both of them also. So Rashi says, Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh means, Kishar Reshis Ish. Like any other Reshis Ish. Shezinsa, that was Mizana. Tahach Lav Anusi. She's not called Anusi. She's not called, she was forced. Even though the Rabban entrusted an Eidechot. B'isha Mishum Iguna, of a time of my, what's the reason why the Rabban said this Isha? Is allowed to get married. Mishum Di Gufa Daika, because she checks it out very carefully. Adiyada Bekushta, until she knows the truth. Uminsava, and then she gets married. But Vaho, the Loidaika Consula. But here, obviously, she didn't check it out too carefully. Because if she would have checked it out very carefully, like she would have saw, he's still alive. So in such a case here, she's not called an anusa. It's not called that she was forced like, no, it's a locher is by Neshes Yisrael, if another man forced her to live with her, it's okay, she's not also a baila. But over here, she wasn't forced to the husband. She got married to another man willingly. So Mela, she's called like a saita. She lived with another husband. So she's also to her first husband, Mediraisa. And therefore, she has to get a get from the first husband. So Rashi says, she needs a get from the second one also. If she wants to get married to another man, she has to first get a get from these two husbands. The time of the boy get, Mishen Mefosh Begemara. Really, it's a question, why should she need a get from the second husband? Because really, the second Kedushin is not Chal. Because the Maisa, the first husband, is still alive. So she's still married to the first husband. So really, the second Kedushin was not Chal at all. So we'll see in the Gemara why she needs a get altogether. But Midirabonin, though, she has to receive a get from a second husband. Right, right. That's the din. Taitza, she has to go out from both. Both of them are asked to her. V'yein lo ksuba, she doesn't receive a ksuba, v'loi peris, she doesn't get the food back. So money back for the peris does benate, v'loi mizoyne, she doesn't get her paycheck for food. If she borrowed money, the husband doesn't have to pay anymore. V'loi v'loi, it's not the the clothing that were ruined, the husband used. Lo yalzeh, v'loi yalzeh. Neither husband has to give her a ksuba. V'yem not lo mizeh, mizeh, let's say she took, she collected the ksuba, is tachzer. Halacha, she has to give back the money. The knas, she doesn't get a ksuba. V'yavlad mamzer mizeh, mizeh. The halacha is, if she had a child from the second husband, it kids a mamzer. And even from the first husband, also it kids a mamzer. That we'll see in the Gemara. Rashi says, v'yod v'misheni mamzer gomer. V'yem shuvach zira rishon, let's say the first husband takes it back. V'yod Allah, have a mamzer midrayim. That's only midrabbonin. Because even if she's a soita, but a koponim by a soita, the kid doesn't become a mamzer. So that's only with the rabbonim, the kid's a mamzer. But a koponim from the second husband, the kid's a mamzer, midi raisa. Because the maisha, she's an eshes is from the first husband, still. He's still alive, he didn't give her a get yet. And she lived with another man, so the kid's a mamzer. V'loi zeh v'zeh matamalo. Neither husband has the din to matama to bury her. When she dies, neither of the two husbands have to bury her. Neither husband gets her mitzvah, so she finds something. Usually what a wife finds, go to a husband. Here, neither of them are called her husbands. And what her work that she gets, her paycheck she keeps, doesn't go to them. Neither of them are allowed to be made for her nether. A nether she makes now, these two husbands cannot be made for. Hoysa Bas Yisrael, let's say this lady was a Bas Yisrael, Nisla Minakuna. She becomes a Zoyna now, and she's supposed to look, can't marry her anymore. Trashim Mishum Zoyna. Even in the case, let's say both husbands die now. She's not a Grusha. Still, a Kain can't marry her, because she's a Zoyna. Ba'o Bas Levi Mina Meiser. Let's say she was a Bas Levi. She's also Tit Meiser. Rashi says, Kenosa. V'chein Truma the Rabbonin. It's a knas, the rabbanon said she can't eat maaser. Now, a bas koyin min a truma. The same thing if she was a bas koyin, but the rabbanon, she's possible to eat truma. V'yein yorshin shel zeh, v'yorshin shel zeh, yorshin es ksubosa. Neither yorshin from either husbands, yashin a ksuba. So that's why she says, the Gemara is going to ask, like, what's the ksuba going on here? We just said she doesn't have a right to receive a ksuba. So what's the shayla of yashin a ksuba? So what do you mean, neither husband, neither Yashim, Yashin Ksuba Pshita? Taita Viyemesu Ochir Shalzeh, Viyachir Shalzeh, Chotzim Leim Yavnim. Viyemesu, if the first husband dies, Ochir Shalzeh, Viyachir Shalzeh, Chotzim Leim Yavnim. Because when both husbands dies, and they have no children, Ochir is the brothers are supposed to make Chalitza, and not Yibim. Because with the Rabbanin, so Rashi says, Ochir Shalrishim Midiraisa. The first brother from the first husband, that's Midiraisa. Because Midiraisa, she's still married to the first husband. So the first one has to give a chalitza Midiraisa. On the second husband, it's only Midirabbanan. Rabbi Yossi, Yom Rabbi Yossi says, Ksubosa anichse bailo rishin. Yossi says, no, she does get a ksuba, and the ksuba is from the chasm of the first husband. The first husband has to give her a ksuba. So again, Rabbi Yossi, Yom Ksubosa anichse bailo rishin. Rabbi Yossi says, yes, she deserves to get a ksuba, and it's al nichsei by la rishon. Rabbi Lezer Waimeh, her rishon, zakoi v'mtsiyosa, uv'maisi yodeh v'aforos nedoreh. Rabbi Lezer also says, vice versa, the first husband, he's still called the main husband, he's still a husband, even though she got married to another husband, but the first husband is still alive. So therefore, the first one is zakoi v'mtsiyosa, whatever she finds goes to her first husband, uv'maisi yodeh, whatever she works, goes to him, who by forest the Dorea. He's the one to be made for in the Dorim. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Biyosoi Chalitzosa, Miyochiv Shorishoin, Poiteris Terosa. Shimon Oswald, the first husband, he's the main one. Therefore, when he dies, if his brother makes Chalitza, it patters the Tzorah. That's called a good Chalitza. Like, you don't need a Chalitza from the second one. The first husband, that was the husband. And when he dies, if his brother makes Chalitza, that patters the Tzorah. Even in the case that she goes back and lives with the first husband, even though it's Navero, because she's a Saita, but I call upon him, even with the Rabbana, the kid is not called a Mamzer. Now, so far we're talking about in the case where, again, she was married, and the husband went away, and an Eid Echad came back and said that the first husband died, and she got married. What about though, V'yimnisei shaloi b'rishus? Let's say she got married without rishus. Rashi says this means that two Eidim came. Not an Eid Echad, but two Eidim came. So now the locher is muteres lachsaloi. Shaloi b'rishus means she didn't have to ask Bezdin. In other words, when two Eidim come and tell you your husband died, you're allowed to believe them. And it's called like mamash, she had a heter to get married. And if it comes out that the first husband is still alive, she's called an onus. So therefore, she's allowed to go back and live with the first husband. Aye, she lived with another man, that's called an anusa. She's not also to her first husband. It is moteras lachsaloi. What about nisay sal pi bezdin? Let's say she got married al pi bezdin. Is Nos Bezdin gave her heter, is Taitse, she tak has to get it, go out from the first husband, of Turim in Akorbin, but she's Potim in Akorbin. The Churim mi Bezdin means with an Eidechot. If an Eidechot said that the first husband dies, and then we came out he's alive, and she got married to a second husband, she has to go away from the first husband. But she's Potim in Akorbin. Rashi says, the Yochid Shasa Maroi's Bezdin is Potter. The Yochid that did it with the heter of a Bezdin, he's Potim in Akorbin. What about Loi Nisa Salpi Api Bezdin? She did not get married with Bezdin's heter. Rashi Ella Beidim. She only got married with Eidim. Is Taitse the Chayavis Bekorbin? She has to go out and she's also Chay the Korbin. Rashi says Ella Beidim Chayavis Korbin the Shagegasi. She's a Shagig. Vein Zonis Lipotim in a Korbin. Tibolalim Tunei. And see, y'alls know that even though she got married with Eidim, still she's Chay the Korbin. Now, Yofa Koyach Bezdin Shepoitrim in a Korbin. That which does it with Bezdin, a heter of Bezdin, she's potem in a Korbin. Hoira Bezdin Linose. Let's say Bezdin gave her a psak, she's allowed to get married. They told her your husband died, you're allowed to get married. For a whole chav a kilkala, and she went and she had znus, is chayeves the Korbin. Then she's talking chay the Korbin. Why? Shleyati rel Linose. Bezdin only gave her heter to get married to somebody, but not stam to have znus with somebody. So if to have znus, you have no heter of Bezdin. So Melo, that's called you're an ashes ish that has znus, even though it's done b'shegeg. So a chayev a korban you are, a korban you have to bring. Although this we'll see in the Gemara exactly what the machlokes is. So again, we start off. The Gemara says midik tani seifa. Since the end of the Mishnah says nisay shaloi b'rishus, that she got married without asking Bezdin, which means she did not have to ask Bezdin. She had edim. Is muter lachsaloi. In such a case where she got married because Eidim said the husband died, so she mamash had a hetagomer, and later when the husband comes back and says he's alive, she's allowed to live with him. Because she's called an onus that she lived with somebody else. Yes, yeah. Mamzer still be, yeah. What about shaloi b'rishus bezdin? Let's say the ratio which says shaloi b'rishus bezdin. No, it explains now. What does the cipher mean, shaloi b'rishus bezdin? Ela b'yedim. It means that she had two edim. Mechlal et Saraya then, the ratio, what's the beginning of the Mishnah talking about? B'rishus bezdin, where bezdin gave her permission to get married, uve yed echod. She only had an eid echod. One eid said that her husband died, so she's allowed to get married. Alma, what do you see? Eid echod neman, an eid echod neman. If the eid echod tells a lady that your husband died, she's allowed to believe him and she's allowed to get married. Utanah nam we also learn like this. Hugzuku liyois masiyin al eid mi piyed, v'yisha mi piyisha, v'yisha mi piyevet, umi piyishivcha. That the locher is that if you hear over an eid mi piyed that somebody died, the wife is allowed to get married. Who are then if an isha said over to another isha, or even you heard it from an eved or from a shivcha, you're allowed to get married. Ahalma, what do we see? Eid echod mehemen, that you trust an eid echod. Utanah nam we also learn like this. That Eid Echad Oimer Ochal Techelev. If an Eid Echad comes and tells you a person, you should know, we saw you eat Chelev. So you chayev a korban. Vu Oimer Lo Yechalti, and the person himself denies it and says, no, I did not eat it. He denies it. Is Potter. He's Potter from the korban. Now, time, why is he Potter? The Yomer Lo Yechalti, because he denies it and says, no, I did not eat it. Ho Ishtik, if his time keeps quiet, is Mehemen. We believe the Eid Echad to Mechayev of the person to bring a korban. If the person himself says, I don't know what happened, and an Eid Echad says, yes, I saw you eat the chaylev, we believe the Eid Echad, and you have to bring a korban. So again, Alma, what do we see from here? That Eid Echad Mehemen, you can believe an Eid Echad Mediraisa. How do we notice the Yisoid? Like we only know you believe two Eidim. How do we know such a side you believe one Eid? The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, I hoide lov chatosai. If somebody tells you you did a chet, forget. I hoide lov chatosai. You yourself, amoida, you yourself agree that you did a chet. For loish you do acherim. And not of other people told you that you did the avera. Yochel, I would have thought, afo pi sheinu machisha, yei potter, even in the case where somebody else said you ate chelif, and you don't deny it, you agree. Maybe you also see a potter. Tam Levin Potter says, no, I hate thy love, mikom akam. Any way that you know you did the chet, you have to bring korban. Hey chidami, what's the case talking about? Eli midi yossi trader, two adam come and say you ate chelif. V'loiko machashlu, and you don't deny it. For the Gemara, krol amali. What do I need a pasuk for? Pshit yichayev a korban. If two eidim said you did something and you agree, of course you have to bring a korban. El olav, isn't the pasuk talking about? Chad, some are only one eid. V'chiloiko machishlei, and if you don't disagree with the eid, mehemon. The eid echad is believed. If you're shosak, stam, keep quiet, we believe in eid echad. Shema min eid echad emon. So we believe in eid echad. For the Gemara Mimai, what's the right? The Mishum the Mehemen, Dilma Mishum the Koshosik. Maybe because the person himself was keeping quiet. And the Klal is, Ushtiko Koi Dodamya. Whenever you keep quiet, that's like you agree. So a Neidechot said, you ate Chalev. We saw you eat Chalev. And you keep quiet, you know why you have to bring a Korban? Maybe because you yourself are agreeing to it. Shtika is Koi Dodamya. But maybe if you wouldn't have Shtika Koi Dodamya, maybe we don't believe in Neidechot. How do we have a proof you believe in Neidechot? Teida, bring your proof. Diktoni Seifa. Omru Shnai Machalte Chalev. If two Eidim say, we saw you eat Chalev. Vuay Malayachalte. I did not eat it. Potter. He's Potter for the Korban. As if you yourself say you did not eat it, you're Potter for the Korban. Rabbi Meir Machar. Rabbi Meir says no. Two Eidim says you eat it. You have to listen to them. They know better than you. And you have to bring the Korban. Omru Rabbi Meir. Meir says, Kal Vachaymer. And Meviyuhu Shnai Lede Misa Chamura. If two Eidim says that somebody did an Avera, he's Chayiv Misa, we kill him, is Lo Yiviyu Lidei Korban Akal? Isn't it for sure if two Eidim said he did an Avera, that you Chayiv a Korban, for sure you have to bring a Korban? Omru Loi, the Chum said, that's where Meir know. Ma Yim Yir Tzalei Mameizim Yisi. That a person as a Migu, he could have said, true, I ate the Chalev, but I was amazed. The amazed you don't have to bring a Korban. A Korban is only if you did the Avera B'Shoigig. But since you have a way to potter yourself, that's why you don't have to bring a korban. If you're meicha, if you disagree with the Eidim, we can't be mechayiv you a korban. You have a svara, if you want to, you could have said you made it. So Rashi says, a reza neman, lift the ratzo mi korban. The Eidim must lachishay b'ha. Eidim can't disagree with you. Eidim can't say you weren't amazed. If you say you were amazed, we have to believe you. Hilkach, iyomanami lo yachalti neman. When the person says, I did not eat it, we believe him. So Sumer says, Reisha,